My name is Manny Wood, and I'm a guide of last year. One of the things I found the most frustrating about Mr. Cloak was that he wouldn't let us put on a production of Grease. Now, Grease is one of my favorite plays, and it always been my dream to play a part of Dan and Dee, of course. I begged and often fought with Cloak, but he just wouldn't let us put on the show. He wouldn't even let us sing the tunes in the annex, and any of us in the theater know that. He always said that it was too cheesy and I was overdone, and he absolutely hated it. It dawned on me after a few discussions with him how ironic it was that he didn't like Grease, because I think that it's a direct comparison to his life. Who could better fit the leading role of Danny, played by John Travolta? Rugged good looks, a tough personality, leader to the pack of guys, adored by women. Instead of a fast car, he had motorcycles and one classy green van. And of course, they both shared the leather jacket. And who better to play Sandy Dee than the always vibrant Terry? Not only does she fit the part perfectly with her beautiful blonde hair and stunning beauty, she's overwhelmingly generous and caring and sweet and innocent and absolutely wonderful. I think that the story of Grease was cheesy to Mr. Cloak because it was something so unbelievable. And that's why I find it so ironic, because that fairy tale romance that is only supposed to happen in the movies happened to him. Terry and Randall share the type of love that we all admire and hope to one day experience ourselves. Mr. Cloak can be a very hard man to approach at times. Some people found that he seemed rough and uninterested in what was going on around the school, but it was just the opposite. As soon as you broke through that outer layer, you found yourself drawn to the amazing energy and spirit of Mr. Cloak. There are so many things about him that I regret not finding out more about. I wish that I'd asked to hear some of his music. Not only did he write music, he played guitars and he sang. I wish that I'd asked to read his poetry and talk to him about his motorcycle. I wish that I'd asked him about the struggles that he went through at my age and about the decisions that I'm facing now in my life. I wish that I'd asked him about all of the answers. He probably would have told me to keep looking for myself, but I still wish that I had asked. I wish that I had told him that I was proud to know him and that he was very special to me. And I wish all of these things and even more. Mr. Cloak gave me the opportunities at Mount Doug that I needed to get where I am today. If it wasn't for him, I don't know if I'd be pursuing acting and if I would have the courage to go after my dream. The last time that I saw Mr. Cloak was the closing night of Annie Get Your Gun. We got a chance to hug that night, and I remember commenting to my mom about how special it felt because he wasn't usually that physically affectionate. The moment that I've always treasured over Mr. Cloak is on one of the last nights of our run of South Pacific. We were backstage, and I was preparing for a very emotional scene up on stage, and of course he was hiding in the dark. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do the scene because it was so emotional, and I was very tired at the end of the week. After a few short words of encouragement, I still felt really unsure, and I started to walk away, but he stopped me. By placing a hand on my shoulder, I turned around, and after a moment, he looked me right in the eyes, and he gently said, "I'm proud of you." And that meant the world to me, and I never left a close steam after that, because it was like he let me see who he really was, and that he really did care about me. And he was no longer the tough guy, hungry. That one moment of us together, and he being so brave and telling me that, will always sting my heart. Mr. Cloak will always be remembered because he became friends with his students, and because he wasn't afraid to actually talk to them. His brutal honesty sometimes hurt, but mostly was appreciated because you knew that he meant what he said when he said something good. And I just want to be honest with him right now. Mr. Cloak, I believe that you're here with us all right now, and I want you to know that I miss you. Thank you for everything that you've given to me and for sharing your life with so many. Look at all the amazing people that are here. You've touched each of their lives in so special ways. And I always got the impression for some reason that you never thought that your presence meant very much to people. But it's a testimony to the amazing person you were, to see the amount of people that came here to celebrate your life and to say goodbye to your death. It's a lot in my head that I can't get into words. When I first met Randall, I was immediately intimidated. But this guy is scary. He doesn't say much, and when he does, that's scary too. And actually, everything I did had to impress him. I had to hear him ring the bell, and if I didn't, I would be totally devastated. Unfortunately, I only heard it once or twice. That was up to Bambi. However, the choir, I think, oh, I got a few more days. Anyway, that was my first impression. When I finally got to know him, I realized he had a secret. He was a huge softy, like a teddy bear. Last year, in Blood Brothers, I was having a hard time because I had a speech impediment. And he did too. He kind of understood. And he asked Terry to help me. And she spent every day after rehearsal with my speech and helping me talk properly. And I think I did a pretty good job of Blood Brothers. He wanted me to stop, and this year he walked up to me and he said, "You have to stop this, and I'm going to fight any way I can to make you stop. And I don't care what it takes, but I'm not going to stutter anymore, and that's going to be forever, because he'll be proud of me when I stop." Anyway, he helped me out in so many ways. He gave me confidence in myself, helped me to open up and not care what anybody else thought of me. I needed that, and I'm sure we all did. He touched so many lives, and I don't think he knew that he was so special, and that so many people loved him. He's probably watching right now telling me to shut up because he's embarrassed. Or he's just totally delirious and he doesn't want to believe me. And I think I will, because we already know why we're here. We lost him. He was so special. And so unique, so real, so amazing, and straightforward, down to earth, and lovable. We'll never lose the memories. And don't ever forget how proud he was of you, or even when he was mad at you. That was him. And there will never be anyone like him. He made himself a legacy. And he's famous. He's our Mount Doug legacy. We need to celebrate this.